This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decision marked an historic day.
This is not first vaccine just for malaria, but it's also the first vaccine for any parasitic disease.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to 4 doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a perilous standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap, with Democratic senators signaling they were receptive to an offer from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension of the debt limit into December. McConnell made the offer shortly before Republicans were prepared to block legislation to suspend the debt limit until December of next year. And as President Joe Biden and business leaders ramped up their concerns that an unprecedented federal default would disrupt government payments to millions of people and throw the nation into recession. The emerging agreement sets the stage for a sequel of sorts in December, when Congress will again face pressing deadlines to fund the government and to raise the debt limit before heading home for the holidays. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. NATO has expelled 8 members of Russia's mission to the military alliance, saying that they were secretly working as intelligence officers, and cut the size of Moscow's team able to work at its headquarters. A NATO official said Wednesday that we can confirm that we have withdrawn the accreditation of 8 members of the Russian mission to NATO who were undeclared Russian intelligence officers. The official was speaking under customary condition of anonymity and could not be named in public. NATO also reduced the number of positions that Russia can accredit people for at the organization down to 10. No immediate clear explanation was given for that decision. Los Angeles, California has approved one of the strictest vaccination mandates in the United States, and it will take effect in early November. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
11 ayes, 2 noes.
And with that majority, the Los Angeles City Council enacted a sweeping measure that would require vaccines for everyone entering a bar, restaurant, nail salon, gym, or even a Lakers game. Supporters say it's a way of preventing more COVID-19 surges. As for the critics, they say the measure raises concerns about enforcement and will add to confusion due to a less sweeping vaccination mandate that's scheduled to go into effect next month in Los Angeles County. That would only apply to bars, breweries, and nightclubs. I'm Shelley Adler.
There are some concerns overseas about the use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Health authorities in Sweden have suspended the use of Moderna's COVID shots for people age 30 and under, calling it a precautionary move. The government health agency says there are signals of an increased risk of side effects, including heart inflammation. In the U.S., a woman in her 30s in Washington State has died. Officials say it's due to rare blood clots linked to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the 4th such death reported in America. I'm Jackie Quinn.
2 scientists won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry Wednesday for finding an ingenious and environmentally cleaner way to build molecules. The work of Benjamin List of Germany and Scotland-born David W.C. McMillan has allowed scientists to produce those molecules more cheaply, efficiently, and safely, and with significantly less environmental impact. It was the second time in as many days that a Nobel went to a work that had environmental implications. The Physics Prize honored developments that expanded human understanding of climate change just weeks before the start of a global climate negotiations summit in Scotland. Reporting